Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, November 8th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers return to Lambeau Field on Sunday to take on the Philadelphia Eagles, but they must press on without Aaron Rodgers, expected to miss maybe a month with that fractured collarbone. 11-year veteran Seneca Wallace steps in at quarterback for the Packers, and he knows the team is behind him.
I would hope that they got a lot of confidence in me. That's the reason why I was brought here, week one, so... I feel like they have a lot of confidence. I mean, it's been going good.
Packers hope to get Clay Matthews back on the defensive side of the ball. Broke his thumb against the Detroit Lions earlier this season, had the pins removed on Monday, and now he's joining the club.
Well, I just got to get used to playing, a little more with one hand and obviously being comfortable throwing it in there. So taking baby steps and coming back to practice yesterday and today and trying to get a few more reps and become more comfortable with, throwing it in there when it's live action. So we'll see. I've been in a cast before for games, but not a club. So we'll see come Sunday.
Packers are 5-3. The Eagles come to town at 4-5 with a high-octane offense. In fact, A.J. Hawk says this is hurry up on fast forward.
That's something that they try to do is make you kind of play on your heels, I think. A lot of offenses want to do that, and these guys really, they bring that up-tempo pace to where you have to. So you know that sometimes they're snapping the ball with 20 seconds to go on the play clock. So you just have to adjust. You have to be ready. Everyone kind of needs to be focused in. Just like you said, everything, we'll do all the same stuff. It just needs to be a lot faster.
Kicks off at noon Sunday at Lambeau Field. The NFL weekend kicked off on Thursday night with the Minnesota Vikings at home, beating the Washington Redskins 34-27. Redskins built a 27-14 lead early in the third quarter, but then the Vikes rallied. It's Christian Ponder before leaving with a slight shoulder injury. Threw a touchdown pass to tight end John Carlson. Adrian Peterson went over from a yard out, and the Vikes hang on for the victory with two fourth quarter field goals. Carlson says they turned it around after intermission.
I don't think we waited. We knew the defense had to come out and get a big stop for us, and then offensively we needed to answer and put some points on the board because I think we left the defense out there a little too much in the first half and had a couple three and outs, a three and out and a four and out, I believe. We knew we just needed to play a little bit better and execute better. Story of our season, but we came out and did it.
Yep, Vikes now 2-7. Washington gets 281 yards and three touchdown passes from Robert Griffin III, but they fall to 3-6.
We've got to find ways to win games. We didn't do it. Won the yardage battle, won the turnover battle, threw the ball well, receivers, everybody blocked well, and we had a couple drives there in the third quarter that didn't go our way.
College football had a pair of games kick off a big weekend on Thursday night. Number 6, Baylor, rolling past number 10, Oklahoma, 41-12. Bryce Petty, 3 touchdowns passing, 2 touchdowns rushing. And number 5, Stanford, did it again to number 3, Oregon, perhaps denying the Ducks another shot at a national title. Cardinal in Palo Alto win 26-20. Running back Tyler Gaffney pounds out 157 yards and a touchdown. He likened this game to a playoff contest.
I think, the whole nation knows, and us especially, that this is a play-in game for the Pac-12 North. To be able to win the Pac-12 championship, you have to go through Oregon or you have to go through us. That's, the mentality we've had these past couple years, and that's what it's going to keep being.
Wisconsin Badgers are back at it on Saturday afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium hosting BYU, a rare non-conference November game at home for Badger head coach Gary Anderson. But he says it's another opportunity to show the Big Ten isn't all that bad.
Our teams have played well. Our teams have done good in a non-conference schedule. We play a very competitive non-conference schedule. We win some, we lose some. But I think the key is when you sit again and you look and you say you got to play each other week in and week out, that's where the respect is gained. And somebody that's not in this conference doesn't know because they don't play the teams. And trust me, if you haven't played in this conference, you got no idea how tough these kids are.
St. Norbert Green Knights look to stay perfect in the Midwest Conference as they host Grinnell College at 1 at Schneider Stadium on Saturday afternoon. The college basketball season is here. 19 of the top 25 teams in the country in action on Friday night, including number 17, Marquette, hosting Southern. 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers open their season against St. John's at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Green Bay Phoenix men will open on Saturday against Northern Michigan at the Crest Event Center. Phoenix women open their season against Northern Illinois at the Crest on Friday night at 7 o'clock. To the NBA, where the Miami Heat beat the Los Angeles Clippers 102-97. Dwayne Wade scoring 29 points for the Heat. And he said afterwards, they just seemed to call my number.
No, I think it just set up that way. You know, I thought my the coaches and my teammates did a good job early of trying to establish me, whether it was in the post or but just put the ball in my hand a little bit. So that keeps you aggressive, you know, when they establish you early.
Denver Nuggets a winner over the Atlanta Hawks, 109-107. They hit 14 three-point shots in the victory, the first for head coach Brian Shaw this year.
I feel relieved, you know, just to finally get it, you know, to be honest with you. Wasn't easy. Nothing's going to be easy for us, you know, with this team. But, you know, every night it's going to be a dogfight. But, you know, just feels good to finally get one.
The Los Angeles Lakers get one, 99-98 over the Houston Rockets. Steve Blake with the game-winning three in the waning seconds. Larry Sanders of the Milwaukee Bucks will not face charges from an incident outside a Milwaukee tavern early last Sunday morning, in which there was an altercation and an injury to Sanders' thumb that prevented him from playing against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Authorities say there just wasn't enough evidence to prosecute. Bucks are back in action hosting the Dallas Mavericks Saturday night at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. On the ice, the Boston Bruins beat the Florida Panthers 4-1. Ottawa, a 4-1 victory over Montreal. New Jersey gets by Philadelphia 3-0. Martin Brodeur, 22 saves in the shutout. Washington Capitals over the Minnesota Wild 3-2 in a shootout. Carolina gets by the New York Islanders 1-0. Rangers double up Columbus 4-2. It was Dallas 4, Detroit 3 in overtime. Tampa Bay Lightning, a 4-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers. The St. Louis Blues beat the Calgary Flames 3-2. Alexander Steen with his league-leading 14th goal of the year. Steen says, it's not just me, it's a motivated team.
It seems like everybody's looking for some sort of miraculous change. I'm pretty much playing the same game. It's just, I think collectively as a group, we're just hungry. We just want to win. It's been enough, you know, not getting where we wanted to get to. And right now, it's a collective thing. It's not one man doing something.
Los Angeles Kings blanking the Buffalo Sabres 2-0. Vancouver a 4-2 victory over San Jose. The St. Albert Green Knights hockey team ranked number 2 in Division 3 on the road at Finlandia for a pair in Upper Michigan this weekend. The Green Bay Gamblers at Chicago Friday night, back home to host Waterloo Saturday night. But that game will be at the Brown County Veterans Memorial Arena. The Rush Center busy with the WIAA Girls State High School Volleyball Championships. 41st state tournament beginning on Thursday night with Division I quarterfinal play. And the best match of day one, Sun Prairie and Appleton North. Appleton North winning the first two games only to see the Cardinals come storming back to win the next three, 15-13 in the decisive fifth set. Head coach T.J. Rontali, what was the message when your girls went down 0-2?
Well, I tell you what, volleyball is a unique sport in the fact that you always get a do-over. You know, you can always start over, and that's what we just had to do. We had to take that third set and say, hey, it's 0-0 right now. You know, it's a brand-new set, brand-new life, and that's the beauty about volleyball is that you have that. You know, even if you're down, you can always fight back.
So close for Appleton North, and it left emotions understandably raw for Lightning coach Steve Sherrill.
It's very rarely you're going to walk off a court with all girls crying and whatnot. I think the only reason that these girls are crying, I mean, of course, it stinks to lose at state, is they don't get to play volleyball together anymore.
The Nina Rocket girls will play some more. They swept Wausau East. It was Westosha Central 3-1 over Muskego. Menominee Falls advanced a 3-1 victory over Milwaukee Pius. Semifinals in all four divisions on Friday. Championship matches on Saturday. And the Level 3 WIAA state football playoffs on the calendar Friday night and Saturday in Division 1. Area team in action. Appleton North will actually play Hudson and Chippewa Falls on Saturday. Division 2, Menasha will play Hortonville and Kimberly. As for Kimberly, the Papermakers at Mequon Homestead. Seymour playing Xavier in Division 3, Plymouth against undefeated Greendale. In Division 4, Freedom taking on Manitowoc Roncalli. In Division 5, Kewaunee at Cedar Grove, Belgium. Division 6, Iola Scandinavia at Shiocton Oshkosh Lourdes against Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.